little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I'm just riffing here on some explanatory stuff, just to give you an idea of some of the ways you can do this. So what you might say is, so have you ever noticed when you've been playing a game of football, or you've been out, and then you get back and you look and you've got a bruise on your leg, or you've got a cut on your ear, and you had no idea. And the reason is because there were other things going on, and your brain got some signals from the bruise area, you banged something, or it got some signals when, you know, the person on the rugby field tried to chew your ear off, but you had other things on your mind, and so your brain said, there are some signals, but he doesn't need to know about them now. And that's how clever your brain is. It can completely filter out signals. So I sometimes show people a picture of this famous runner doing the 4x400 relay, and you see a picture of him breaking his leg 2/3 of the way around, and he continues without feeling any pain on this broken leg. And it's not till afterwards that he feels pain. And I've got a nice picture of a bloke with a knife sticking out the back of his head, Chinese story, and he felt this dull bang on the back of his head, but didn't think anything of it. And then went into a tobacconist, and the bloke said, there's a knife sticking out your back of your head, and it had fallen out of a window of a high rise. But because his brain had no way of seeing it or interpreting it, he didn't feel it as pain. It wasn't dangerous at that point because his brain had no way of interpreting the signal.
It's like the naloxone, isn't it?
It's exactly like the naloxone. So in pain, I've got a number of these. So I use pain puzzles. So things like phantom limb pain. Okay, so what is happening? How can you be feeling pain? It absolutely feels like it's there. And there's a great story by this guy, Lorimer Moseley, who has done a lot of stuff and a lovely book called Explain Pain. And he tells a story about how he was hitchhiking around Australia, and he got into this car, and as the hitchhiker, and the guy suddenly gets a knife out of the dashboard and stabs his leg like this. And the Lorimer Moseley goes, whoa! And the guy then laughs and reveals the fact that he's got a false leg, and it's a joke that he plays on hitchhikers. So he then unstraps his leg and drives this stick car all the way up, you know, several thousand miles across Australia, okay? So they arrive in this destination, and just as they're arriving, he suddenly goes, get my leg! And Lorimer says, what? He says, get my leg. You've got to strap it on again. I've got this terrible pain. And he has this pain in the foot of his false leg. So he's getting phantom limb pain. And the only way he can relieve it is by getting Lorimer Moseley to strap the leg on, roll down the sock over his false plastic foot, and there's a cross on it. And he says, get the screwdriver and stick it on that spot. And when he sees hit the screwdriver sticking into this spot in his plastic foot, his pain goes. So I tell that story to patients to say, you think pain is a simple wire from a bit of your body that's been damaged. It goes up to your brain and rings a bell and says pain. It's nowhere near as simple as that. There are some weird things going on, and pain is complex. And it involves all sorts of processes going on in your brain at a subconscious level. So there's another pain puzzle. Another pain puzzle. You can do an experiment where you give people a painful stimulus while showing them a red light and a painful stimulus, exactly the same painful stimulus, and show them a blue light. Now, what do you think is their experience? Who feels more pain?
Red light.
Right. You tell them nothing, but when you show them a red light at the same time as a painful stimulus, it's more painful than if you show them a blue light. So you say to the patient, how can we understand that? And how can you understand it?
Well, you're associated with danger. So you'll be anticipating being more painful, maybe?
On a subconscious level. If you remember that pain is designed to tell us when there's danger. Okay? That's what it's for. It's in time. If there's no danger, then we will interpret a signal differently. But because you're shown a red light, and because you've been trained to think red is dangerous, you get more pain for the same amount of stimulus. Okay? And what that goes on to is that when a signal comes up from your body, your brain has to decide, does this mean there's something dangerous going on? So if you are in the middle of a game of football and someone kicks your leg, it will be painful. But you know that it's going to be painful. You know it's not dangerous because you can still run, and you know that's the sort of thing that happens. So you get some pain, but it's not very much. It doesn't last very long. If I kick your leg now, you're going to think, A, it's painful. B, what the hell? The guy, my doctor just kicked me. And the pain will be worse and will last for longer. You have all seen children who have fallen over. And one set of parents go, and the crying goes on for half an hour. And you've seen another set of parents that go, come on, let's go, I'll get an ice cream. And the pain disappears. Same problem, different experience. So these are all ways of saying to people, so pain, I think, is very, not easy, but these are all, I think, really neat things that you can start to do to try and invite people into the idea that pain is not damaging your tissue, hard wire, bell and brain. It ain't that. And there's tons of other stuff we could get into.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.